Talk to the left.
Left.
Talk to the right.
Right.
And talk right down the middle. This is the Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM, WUTQ, 1550 and 1480 AM, WADR.
We say good morning and welcome in to Simeon. Simeon, the campaign chair for this year's United Way campaign. Good morning, Simeon. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First time to have you here, too.
Yes, it is.
You know, I got thinking about this, you know, kind of oddball questions or things that I can come up with in interviews. I guess you are the only person in the Utica area that has rock star status where you're known by your first name.
That's flattering, but...
So you're like, you're up there with Madonna or Cher or Bono. That's pretty good stuff.
Well, thank you, but, you know, it's... most people think...
Uh-huh.
You know, they'll ask me, what's your name? And I'll say, it's Simeon.
Uh-huh.
I'll say, no, your first name.
And that is exactly what I thought for years.
Yeah, many people do. And I get the, probably once a week, I get, so your name is Simeon? Then I go into the explanation. So
let's talk a little bit about why you're here today, being the campaign chair of this year's United Way. First of all, that's a great thing that you're doing. How busy have you been with it?
Nonstop.
Pretty much?
We've probably been averaging 3 to 4 presentations a day.
Really?
And, you know, with meetings with the campaign cabinet that we have,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to leave no stone unturned. You know, one of our main goals this year is to increase the number of donors.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, you look at giving, and it's usually the same people that give all the time. Growing up, my parents, I guess, lived the American dream. You know, my dad came to the United States with $46. He's told me the story many times. And growing up, my mom used to tell me the stories of, you know, going to the grocery store and she couldn't buy me that 10-cent toy.
Sure.
So I was always raised with the ideals that it's better to be in the giving line than the receiving line. And, you know, this community continually amazes you, especially with those people that you think couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they find it in their hearts just to give that little bit, and that, again, that every little bit helps. So like we were saying, we really want to increase the number of donors 10% this year. You know, normally we've always had a monetary goal,
mm-hmm.
And we like to, you know, raise millions of dollars. And it goes right back to the specific areas in this community that need it.
Okay. So let's talk about that. You're looking at a 10% increase, 10% donor increase.
Correct.
How's that goal coming? And
we're working on it. We're busting tail.
When did the campaign start? Back in September? Is that?
That's really when the things get into full swing.
Okay.
That's when, you know, calls start being made, and that's the traditional period. So we're going right to the end of the year. You know, idealistically, we'd love to have everything in by Thanksgiving time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this in this community, you know, the need is increasing every day. You know, there's times that the food banks they're running out of food.
Sure.
You know, there's some numbers that we've heard that, you know, by this time already, we still have 2 months left in the year, the numbers are staggering.
Unbelievable. So when people that have never given before want to give, they're not familiar with the United Way, how much do people give? Can they give anything they want to give?
They can give absolutely anything.
This doesn't need to be expensive for someone.
You know, this year we're really trying to push, you know, the idea we came up with is what, you know, if you give up something during the week,
mm-hmm.
On your way into work, maybe stopping by a cup of, you know, a fancy latte coffee is going to cost you $4 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
If you give up that one cup of coffee a week, $4 or $5 a week, you know, you're at a few hundred dollars a year.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And the amount of money, that small amount of money, mm-hmm. Well, it's not small to everybody, but that amount of money combined with all the other gifts that the mm-hmm. United Way receives makes huge differences.
Well, let's talk about the differences that it makes, that, you know, that $4, which, you know, eventually becomes a few hundred dollars, the United Way, putting all that together, where do they go with that? What does the United Way do?
Well, you know what? This is what I think sets the United Way apart from everybody else. And growing up, I can still remember, you know, I grew up in the restaurant with my parents, and I can remember someone coming in with a canister. And I remember my father saying, you know, I'm only going to let it be here if 100% goes exactly to the charity. And, you know, that's kind of the way I was brought up. And my parents weren't, you know, the biggest United Way supporters. But when I got involved with United Way, I learned how effective it is. So, in other words, if you take $1,000 of raised money
mm-hmm.
and you donate it to a program,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have the ability to do with it, under certain guidelines, what they see fit.
Sure.
When the money is given to them from the United Way, it has to be for very specific uses. So we can actually target that money to go to specific outcomes. And those are things that we're always looking for, is very specific outcomes. And part of the allocations process, which I've been involved in for the last 10 years, you know, I told the story. I've gone out in front of organizations and watched people come in and out of these organizations and actually counted people to make sure that the numbers that these organizations and these programs are giving us are accurate.
No kidding.
So it's not just like, you know, people give the money to United Way, and we just kind of funnel it down to them. There's a long process where we go through their financials, make sure everything is on the up and up, and every single dollar raised stays here, and every single dollar given, not necessarily to an agency, because we look at the programs within agencies, that money is decided on 100% by volunteers in this community.
All right. Let's talk about the actual process of getting involved, of actually donating, of being a donor. How does somebody do that, Simeon?
You know, there's many most people in their workplaces have a campaign going, but you can also log on to UnitedWayGU.org. You can donate directly through them, right through the website that we have at the United Way. Or the local number is 731-4691, and you can make a phone call. And, again, no pledge is too small. I mean, we have we started $1 a week, $52 a year, you know, cost of a pack of gum.
Sure.
One pack of gum a week. You know, and even if someone gives a gift, which may seem that small, they at the United Way, which I'm part of, obviously, have come up with a United Way rewards card. And it's just kind of our way of saying thank you. And there's 10 area restaurants. We'll give you 10% off your entree. It's a one-time thing, but, you know, it almost... You can't beat it. You can't beat it. It's just a little thank you. And it's... And I fully believe giving is contagious. And once you start, you continue. And we really want to plant the seeds for the next crop of givers in this area.
All right. Give the phone number one more time, if you could.
Again, that number at the United Way is 731-4691.
Okay, I'm sure you're busy today, and we're coming up against the end of the interview anyway. I don't know if you I met you some time ago, but I don't know if you remember this, but I told you your father's voice. I just absolutely love his voice.
Every time I hear him, you know, people said it's his accent, and I still to this day I can't pick up on it. I guess I've lived with him so long.
Well,
I'm
not sure if it's the accent or just the smoothness of it, but just has a one. And you have a very good voice as well.
I didn't mean it that way. Kind of battling this cold here, too, today.
We all are.
Yes.
Simeon, thank you so much, and thank you for what you've done for the United Way.
Thanks for having me here. And we look, everybody, if you can just do a little bit and help this community out, it'll be a better place for us all.